Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Supreme Court started this fire to burn up marriage, and now they've stepped to the side. We're going to be talking about the Supreme Court and the judiciary in general on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber. Matt, Governor Mike Huckabee came out with a statement that was ultimately responded to by the liberal media, in which he said, who gave the judges the ultimate authority to decide all of these things? Now, obviously, we learned in constitutional law that the Supreme Court itself in Marbury versus Madison said that the Supreme Court has the authority to say what the Constitution actually says. That certainly is something that has been part of our judicial review for a long time, but it has not been something that has been consistent with our at least federal or even state executives. So we're going to talk about the Supreme Court. This court has been wrong on a number of major occasions. They were wrong on Dred Scott, where they said that blacks do not have the rights of full citizenship because they said they were inferior human beings. Now, that was a bigoted decision. It was inconsistent with natural law, the Constitution, and common sense. And history has ultimately set that aside. And they did that also in Buck versus Bell, where they said Virginia can sterilize Carrie Buck because three generations of imbeciles are enough. When Oliver Wendell Holmes wrote that decision, that was a eugenics decision, inconsistent with natural law, the Constitution, and common sense. History has set that aside. Those were just two examples of major cases. Obviously, Roe v. Wade's at the very top of the problematic, wrong decisions that have caused incredible harm. I believe the Supreme Court and the judges that have ultimately begun to strike down the marriage laws are also going to be on the wrong side of history.
Well, there's a dangerous and erroneous political slash judicial theory that has really has become deep-seated in the American psyche, and it is this notion of judicial supremacy, that somehow the Supreme Court is the absolute highest arbiter of all things constitutional, and that they have power over the Constitution and over the executive branch. Well, the Founding Fathers were abundantly clear that the judicial branch was to be the weakest branch of government. In fact, Congress oversees constitutionally, oversees and can limit and the powers of the Supreme Court itself. They can define the powers of the Supreme Court. So this idea of judicial supremacy is simply wrong, Matt. And even President Obama, when he saw the Defense of Marriage Act and laws that he personally felt were unconstitutional, he just said, I'm not going to enforce him. He was completely wrong. Justice Holder has done the same thing. So
you mean Attorney General?
I mean, excuse me, Justice Holder.
Don't elevate him to a Supreme Court justice.
That would be, yeah, and I hope that's not an omen. But anyway, there is history behind this as well.
Well, here's some quotes I want to read to you and then find out who it is that actually said these. The first quote is, the germ of dissolution of our federal government is in the composition of the federal judiciary, working like gravity by night and day, gaining a little today and a little tomorrow, and advancing its noiseless step like a thief with a field of jurisdiction until all shall be usurped. And then here's another quote from the same person. The opinion that gives to the judges the right to decide what laws are constitutional and what not, not only for themselves in their own sphere of action, but for the legislature and executive also in their spheres, would make the judiciary a despotic branch. Indeed, he goes on to say, to consider the judges as the ultimate arbiters of all constitutional questions is a very dangerous doctrine indeed, and one which would place us under the despotism of an oligarchy the Constitution has erected no single tribunal.
Yeah.
And that is not Governor Mike Huckabee. That is not some right-wing radical. That is none other than Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States.
And of course, we're talking about all this in the context of the Supreme Court's sin of omission, their inaction in refusing to take these cases that have come up from these activist courts of appeals, this bevy of courts of appeals that have overturned or presumed to overturn, just a few dozen individuals overturn the will of tens of millions of Americans across the country who said, we are going to protect the institution of marriage as it has always been defined between a man and a woman. The Supreme Court said, we're not going to look at this, thereby opening the floodgates in 11 more states to be forced through judicial fiat to recognize counterfeit gay marriage. Well, Matt, are we in a constitutional republic, or are we living under a judiciocracy where a handful of unelected black-robed autocrats get to rule the country? That's effectively what we see happening.
Yeah, that's what we see happening. Here's another quote from one of our famous founding fathers, James Madison. He says, it is necessary that the supreme judiciary, which is the Supreme Court of the United States, should have the confidence of the people. This will soon be lost if they are employed in the task of remonstrating against, or in other words, opposing and striking down, popular measures of the legislature. And this certainly it holds true even more so for striking down the popular measures of the people when they vote for these marriage amendments. And even in 1992, Justice Sandra Day O'Connor was justifying why they're going to uphold Roe versus Wade in the Casey decision, because she said the only power that the Supreme Court or the courts have is in the confidence of the people. If they lose confidence in the people, if the people lose confidence in the court, they lose their power. The opinion is just an opinion. It has no separate enforceability except if the executive branch enforces it. So a judge can, for example, say that you owe the plaintiff X amount of dollars because you didn't finish your obligations on the contract, and therefore you're responsible for paying that. That's fine, but if you want to actually collect on that, it's not the courts that enforce it. It's not the courts that levy.
It's an administrative process.
You take that over to the sheriff's office, and they levy on the property if the person doesn't voluntarily pay. If the sheriff doesn't want to levy on the property and take the property and put it up for auction or whatever, then you don't have any value to that piece of paper. It's not worth the paper that it's written upon. It's like Civil War currency. It looks like it's money, but when you try to cash it, it's going to be worthless.
By the same token, the governor of Oklahoma, for instance, who has now been told by, again, a handful of black-robed autocrats, unelected, that the will of the people of Oklahoma, almost 80% voting to protect marriage, we're going to overturn that. What if she said, well, thanks, but no thanks. We appreciate your opinion, but I'm looking at this from a constitutional analysis. I'm going to look at what the Supreme Court has actually ruled in Baker v. Nelson, that there is no equal protection constitutional argument here. There's not even a federal question. The court, you're wrong. We're going to maintain on the books in our Oklahoma Constitution marriage as between a man and a woman. What could happen? What would the courts do? Nothing.
Well, in fact, what would happen if the courts, here's an analogy, if the judges, Supreme Court or otherwise, said that the laws of gravity are no longer applicable to us, you would look at that and say, that's a silly ruling. How can they actually affect that? Well, the laws of gravity are inherent in the created order. Marriage, male and female, the uniqueness of the sexes are part of the natural created order. Marriage is marriage between a man and a woman. It's inherently between people of the opposite sex. Judges can't just simply pontificate and say, well, we're going to change all that. It is part of the natural created order, just as much as gravity is part of the natural created order.
Well, Matt, this has created a constitutional crisis, and it has crushed the confidence that people have in the judiciary. And I think it's time that some courageous executives stand up and start doing what's right.
Well, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. We have a book called Judicial Tyranny. It's part of the Faith and Freedom series. You can order that book by going to lc.org. We talk about this issue of the role of judges in courts and more at the book Judicial Tyranny. You can order that right now at lc.org or call us at 800-671-1776. Again, the book is Judicial Tyranny. It's on Liberty Counsel's website in our shopping cart. You can order that. It's a small booklet. It's actually part of the Faith and Freedom series, and it has these quotes and much more that I just spoke about and quoted on this radio program. It really underscores the fact that historically there has not been this monolithic authority of the United States Supreme Court or the judiciary in general. It is another branch of government, like the executive and the legislature. And all three branches, all three office holders, are sworn to uphold the Constitution. And when the courts go off, like in the Dred Scott decision or Buck versus Bell, the question is, what are the other coordinate branches to do and what are the people to do? Go to the website, lca.org, order the book, Judicial Tyranny. Also, pray for Liberty Counsel in this ministry as we are right in the midst of this and many other battles that are affecting our family, faith, and freedom. Again, the website is lca.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.